I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day on Monday. Day to Day talks sports with Sal Masekela. He's host of ESPN's X Games and an NBA analyst on ESPN and ABC Sports. Sal, welcome.
Nice to be here, Alex.
Thank you.
It's fine Monday.
Yeah, fine Monday. We're talking baseball today, and not so much how the game is going, but what's going on in it. There's this recent article in Sports Illustrated magazine that says African Americans are just not that interested in baseball anymore. African-American kids aren't playing ball. And what's happening? I was quite surprised by the article.
I was too. You know, 10% of Major League Baseball players are of African-American descent. In 1975, it was 27%. So that's a huge, huge, sharp decline.
And what is it that is causing the fall off in interest in baseball among African-Americans?
Oh, I think part of it has to do with the fact that baseball doesn't have a Michael Jordan, you know. And when Michael Jordan came out, everyone wanted to be like Mike, and there was this real sudden drive to really be into basketball. Basically, basketball and football took over.
But there are players like Ken Griffey Jr., Cincinnati Reds. There's Barry Bonds. There's Gary Sheffield of the Atlanta Braves. These are big players, big names.
They are big players. They are big names. But really, like it. The game doesn't really transfer to the inner city anymore. The kids don't really, can't identify with it. I think with the advent, too, of the way hip-hop has risen and the way basketball and hip-hop have sort of have this synergy, there's a lifestyle associated with basketball that you don't get with baseball. And frankly, there's a real dream out there as far as the millions and millions of dollars that can be captured to getting into the NBA. We're looking at high school athletes now that are going from high school straight into the pros. LeBron James getting $90 million for a shoe contract, and the guy hasn't even walked onto a court yet. You know, in baseball, it's something that you have to toil and work at. And you get to the minors, and you look at those people like you mentioned, Barry Bonds, Sheffield. These guys had to toil in the minors before they even got to the majors, and there's no guarantee that you're going to get to the majors.
But if there's a minority presence, and there is a minority presence in baseball, it's Latinos.
It is Latinos. The Major League Baseball spends $60 million a year courting the Latino players. I mean, they have set up all sort of centers in the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Puerto Rico. I mean, there's 79 players from the Dominican Republic, 38 players from Puerto Rico, 37 from Venezuela in the league right now. That's not the kind of money that they're spending, you know, in America and inner cities trying to court and develop young baseball players, you know. And there was a time when you just had to be athletic, you know. Maybe you could steal bases and you didn't have to have the whole game. But now, you know, with the win-win-win theory, it's not just about athleticism. You have to have every single quirk of the game down, and that takes years and years and years of instruction that you're just not getting, you know, in a city. We don't have those kind of like those even just inner city youth baseball programs that you had in the past either.
Sal, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games and an NBA analyst for ESPN and ABC.